Nearly a fifth of the United States electorate is made up of young voters. That's a big voting block for any candidate. And as of early October, 14% of them are still undecided. A recent Pew study says voter registration among young people is on the decline. Youth Radio's Malachi Seegers explores some efforts to turn that around by meeting young people where they are, online.
Do you support the Patriot Act? What is the Patriot Act? Sounds familiar.
Jalen Burns is completing an online election quiz called isidewith.com. It was designed as a tool to engage people in politics by helping them identify what issues are important to them. The site matches you up with a candidate that aligns with your political views. 18-year-old Kayla Say wasn't surprised by her political match.
It does kind of make me want to vote more for Obama, but at the same time, I don't always agree with every single issue.
Say will be eligible to vote for the first time this November. But she, like many other young voters, hasn't made up her mind about voting at all. Are young people disengaging from politics for good? Taylor Peck, founder of iSideWith.com, says no.
Teenagers will tell you that that they're not really interested in politics and they don't really align with anybody. We actually think they will be, and we'll help remind them which candidates and issues are important to them if they take our quiz.
Researchers say young people do have the drive to be political, just not in traditional ways.
Many young people really respond well when they're not just being asked to do something in support of a candidate, but are asked what they think or are given opportunities to circulate their perspectives throughout their networks.
That's Joseph Kahn, co-author of the Youth Participatory Politics Research Project that was released this July. His study found that young people use social media to discuss politics frequently. And this research seems to be catching on. MTV is piloting an online election game called The Power of 12, modeled after fantasy football. But instead of choosing your dream team of NFL players, you choose a team of politicians who gain or lose points based on what they do in real life, forcing players to keep track of political news. But ultimately, it comes down to whether or not young people actually go to the polls like they did 4 years ago. Trying to start that momentum are educators, like James Richter. He's an American government teacher at Skyline High School in Oakland, California.
It's partly our job to get them to buy into the idea that it's worth knowing these things because they're going to be taxpayers. Eventually, they're going to have to be running things, and if they don't understand how it works, they're going to be totally unable to engage their lives as citizens.
Richter teaches mainly seniors, like Gregory Belvin, who's 18, but failed to register for the California primaries.
I didn't put in the legwork like I needed to. I had the resources and everything, but being ridiculous, it just didn't work out.
His classmate, Angela Tang, who did register to vote, found the process confusing.
It's just really blurry, so I think schools or wherever you register to vote should be more intentional in telling you the steps to take afterwards.
The two of them graduated this past spring from Skyline High and will be eligible to vote in their first presidential election in November. Both of them wish schools did more to teach the nuts and bolts of getting involved in politics. But maybe online applications can start to connect the dots and bridge the gap between learning about government in school and actually getting to the polls. So what happens when an election quiz matches you up with someone you've never heard of? That was the case for Jalen Burns.
So the sites match me up with Jill Stein because we got the most issues in common. 87% compatible. I don't know who Jill Stein is.
Is 87% compatible enough to make a young person want to do further research? Who knows? At least Jalen now has a new candidate to explore. And maybe more young people will do the same. For Cross Currents, I'm Malachi Seegers.